Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy Emeka here. And today I want to cover some myths that I think is very important to realize once you get into real estate, because these are some things that I thought would happen for me. And once I got into it, once I've done, you know, more than five deals, more than five, you know, different deals, by the way, I started to really get clarity and understanding. So the three myths I want to talk about today is real estate helps you get rich quick. There is a right time to buy, and buying whatever makes sense is something to look for. So all of those are myths. So let's start off with get rich quick. So, you know, I've said on podcasts before that my goal in real estate was to make $10,000 of cash flow per month, and that's just pure profit. So, and the way I was going to do that is for buying a single family home every single year, and each home was going to give me $1,000 worth of cash flow. Well, that didn't happen. That did not happen. And it didn't happen because it's really hard to cash flow $1,000 a month. Right, with that, with all the expenses and with, you know, turnover, there's so many different aspects of life, to so many different reasons for your deal to not go as planned. And for my first property, you know, I was cash flowing about, you know, $400 to $300, right, after looking at, you know, what my actual expenses were. And I need two of those perfect deals in order to get to 1,000. So I had to double what I was thinking, and it just seemed to be a lot, right? You're not going to get rich quick. Let's say, how much can $400 help you a month in reality? Because even if you're cash flowing that much, it might cover your insurance. It might cover a couple things. However, as soon as there is turnover, which there will be turnover, then you might have just lost 3 months of cash flow, right? You know, depending on what your mortgage is, if it's, you know, $1,200 and you're cash flowing $400 a month, boom, right? Lost. So you need to understand that real estate gets you wealthy and can make you rich. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. And once you realize it's going to take time, you start to slow up a bit, and then more opportunities you start to see, right? Everything can't be an opportunity, but once you slow down, understand what your goals are, focus on those goals, you're going to realize that, okay, real estate, after 5 years, you might be a millionaire, right? You know, 5 years, you pay down 5 years of the mortgage, depending on if it's a 15 or 30 year, 5 years is a lot regardless. And someone else paid down the equity. So every month, every single month, your tenant is in the property, you're getting wealthier. And equity is important. Equity helps your net worth, and what makes most of these top 1%ers and the best people in real estate so great is because they have so much equity that brings them, buying power with the banks and, power in general. Once a bank or a city sees that you have equity and money and you don't need anybody, they tend to gravitate towards you, right? And when it comes to real estate, and our first myth of getting rich quick is a myth, the only way you make money quickly is by being active. Most people who are listening to this podcast right now have a W-2 job. Most people who are listening to this podcast right now don't have that much time to be active. So when I say being active, wholesaling. Wholesaling is a way to be active. You have to actively call people, visit people, do contracts, coordinate the deals, talk with investors. And it doesn't stop because once you stop, then the money stops. So you have to actively continue to do it to do so. So is flipping. Unless you get really comfortable at flipping and you have people that you trust on a consistent basis, that is an active job. And not everyone has time to, find a deal, underwrite the deal, manage the contractors, manage the inspectors, talk with insurance. There's so many different aspects of a flip that's continuous on a weekly basis that not everyone who has times, high paying jobs, middle paying jobs, with that, it's just a lot. Unless you want to handle that, it's just a lot to do. So the only ways to get rich quick are typically through active endeavors, and not many people are able to have those active endeavors or those active ways of doing things because they just don't have the time, right? There's time for everything, but if it's active real estate, then it's not it. And unless you're doing active real estate, you can't get a lump sum of cash willy-nilly within, a month or two, right? I'm in multifamily deals. I won't see money for a long time. So don't ever, 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 ever think that you're going to get rich quick through real estate because it is a longer term play. I knew this, I got into it, learned quicker, but now I know that in 5 to 10 years, then I'm going to be sitting on a lump sum of cash or reinvest that into other deals or save a little bit to fund the lifestyle that I want, right? I'm in real estate to build wealth, but I'm not in real estate to not have fun and still live the life I want. So always keep that in mind. Myth number two, there's a right time to buy. Right now it's, what's today? May 21st, 2025, and there's a big talk about tariffs. There's a big talks about if we're in a recession, if the recession has passed, or the recession is coming. And moral of the story, they're trying to figure out if it's the right time to invest in real estate. Real estate has cycles, so does the stock market. So I understand the reason why people think there may not be a good time to buy. But because of that, just understand that no one has a crystal ball. So if you understand where we are in the market, that is what you need to focus on. If you understand that right now might not be the sexiest time for real estate because everyone is scared and there's things going on in the economy, you have a right. But that doesn't mean it's a bad time to buy because a good time to buy is when the numbers make sense. If there's uncertainty in the market, if there's uncertainty with real estate, if people are going to start renting, if people are going to be buying. At the end of the day, there has never been a time in American history that I know of where people just did not buy a house ever. There was not one person in one state who just didn't buy a house. If people need to move, people need to move. Someone might have a new job and that job might give them an incentive to move. You might get a divorce and you're moving out with you're moving out from your ex-spouse. Someone gets sick in the family, you need to move closer to home. There will always be a different reason of why people buy houses. So as long as people are buying, you're going to be okay. Rents, right? People talk about it's a bad time to rent. There's so much supply. There's not enough supply and excuse me, there's so much supply and tenants are have all the power and they can decide where they want to go and they're just moving, moving, moving. Yes, that is all true, right? There can be a lot of supply and it can be a tenant market. But what does that mean? That means that you just need to be more careful when you're underwriting your deals, right? These tenants still need a place to go. So you need to figure out how your place is the best to go or the most value to go. So there's never a wrong time to buy. It is always a good time to buy as long as the numbers make sense. as long as you are accounting for what's going on in the market, and as long as you are accounting for all the uncertainties and what am I trying to say? If you understand all the things that you don't know, since you don't have a crystal ball, because you don't have a crystal ball, you will never, ever, ever know what's going to happen in the future, right? You can't determine if it's going to be a bad time to buy if you don't understand what's going to happen in 3 to 4 months. It will always be that way. I'm under contract for a flip right now. It is scary in the market, but at the end of the day, I got it for a good deal. I have contingencies and I have a backup. So, you know, worst comes to worst, we will be okay. So whenever you're thinking it's the wrong time to buy, underwrite a deal, understand what's going on in the market, and ask yourself if you can handle the worst. And most of the time, insurance covers the worst. So it's always a good time to buy as long as the numbers make sense. Period, point blank, drop the mic. Third myth. Buying whatever makes sense. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people who get into real estate, they understand that they want to use real estate to have a better future, be their own boss, build residual income, right? And they say, I'm going to do it through real estate. Real estate is a very, very, very broad term. So what do they mean by that? You know, I've asked some people, I talked to some person the other day, and, you know, they were like, well, I'm just here to buy whatever, right? I'm going to buy single families. There's a good deal. As long as there's a good deal, it's always a good time to buy. But I'm looking at commercial. I'm looking at multifamily, single family, mobile home park, short term. Like, it's going to be really hard to focus on all those things and get good at it, right? I love the saying that I know a little about a lot, because I can't know a lot about one thing unless I put a lot of attention into that one thing. So whenever you are looking at all these deals, buying whatever does not make sense. That is a myth. Don't buy something just because it's a good deal if it's not in your buy criteria. We've talked about this before. Your buying criteria, what does that mean? That just means you know exactly what you want to buy and you're going to focus on those things and not a million different things, right? I'm experienced at this point. If you're new, you need to focus on one thing. So what is that one thing, that one strategy, that one asset class that you want, right? It could be single family homes, 3-bed, 2-baths, has to be a minimum of 1,200 square feet. You will not look at a deal unless it has those boxes that you can check, right? If it's a commercial property, it's an immediate no, because you're not looking at that. You don't know anything about that, right? And that's is so important. It's so valuable. You'll start to see all the good deals because that's all you're looking for. And buying whatever is insane because you don't know all the things that come with it. Every single family deal I've bought, yes, it's been single family, but each single deal has a different amount of uncertainty or things that I did not predict, because every deal is different. Now, if it's like that with single family homes, right? If you're looking at 5 different things, 5 different categories, 5 different asset classes, 5 different whatever it is, then you will never be really good at one thing because you're not putting the time on it. You're putting a little time on this, that, whatever it may be. So focus on one thing. Lock the heck in and make money that way. You're not going to be good at a million different things. There is not anyone on this planet that I can think of, prove me wrong, put it in the comments. There is not one person, one successful business that I can think of that started with 5 different categories of business and they got really good at all of them and did all of them at once without major failure. So challenge me on that, and then I'm willing to prove you wrong again. So what are the myths that we know today? Getting rich quick with real estate, not gonna happen. Number two, there is a right time to buy, or there isn't a right time to buy. There is always a good time to buy. There is no down market in real estate. It's just, is your underwriting good, and are you taking account for the things that's going on in the economy today? pay attention, and you'll understand that there's always a good time to buy if you account for the worst. And number three, right? Don't buy anything, right? Buying whatever deal is good for you is not good enough. You need to focus, you need to lock in, figure out your buy criteria, and don't shy away from it. Until you get more experience, you shouldn't be looking at multiple different categories, because it just won't make sense. Thanks, Stay Ready crew. Till next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe, and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.